I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, October 18. Coming up, residents welcome Denimtown Special Zone. Prime Minister says Mount Salem Zone a success and local government ministry to upgrade Amanda system. The news in detail after the break.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Residents of Denimtown have for the most part welcomed the declaration of their community as a zone of special operations. JIS reporter Twyla Whelan brings us this report from the Denimtown Special Zone.
The heavy presence of joint forces in Denimtown has led to a change to the pace and feel in the community. 24 hours after Denimtown was declared a special zone of operations by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, the JIS news team was greeted with strict security and, after being permitted inside, saw small clusters of residents on the street, lounging, selling, or watching a game of football. Despite what residents described as a quieter and slower-paced Denimtown, they seemed welcoming of Zoso.
You see, if it can make a difference, enough people have no problem about that. Because I remember, you know, everybody counts when it comes to life, you see it.
I don't find no fault with it because I'm not a lawless individual. But we appreciate them just to keep the thing.
No problem with it right now, but do it, them do it still. Them do it wrong. So I drop it in a demanto and in a Tivoli gear that one.
I don't have a problem with the police and the soldier and anything. And they might do them thing and we all live our life, you see.
The soldiers and police officers present at the over 30 checkpoints in the area have been regulating and monitoring vehicles and persons coming in. Students in uniform were observed lining up at checkpoints to be cleared by members of the joint forces along with adults. Residents seem to be going about their normal business, opening shops and stalls as they wait to see what the Zoso will bring. Reporting for JIS News from the Denimtown Zone of Special Operations, I'm Twyla Whelan.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has given an assessment of the Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations, Zoso, after nearly 2 months of operation in St. James. Speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House Tuesday, Mr. Holness said the security forces should be commended for their work in St. James.
We acknowledge up front that there were some challenges in the first instance, like there would be in the implementation of any new piece of legislation and any such strategy that requires not just the police and the military to coordinate, but a whole of government coordination. Having said that, the challenges that we experienced with the first zone would in no way undermine the validity of the selection of the zone. And in fact, from an operational perspective, the zones would get a B+.
Prime Minister Holness cited the initial data error and the absence of a full force deployment needed to tackle the crime situation as significant challenges to the operation. In his declaration of Denimtown as the second Zoso, the Prime Minister said most of the challenges have been worked out, adding that the data for the implementation of the new zone have been thoroughly reviewed. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is set to upgrade the Amanda system to improve the building approval process. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says significant investment has been made to strengthen the approval process, with full rollout of the Amanda system across all local government authorities.
The ministry will be upfronting the funds to procure the equipment that is necessary to improve on the Amanda and the GIS system, which is being rolled out. And outside of that, there will be a comprehensive training program to help the local authorities to deal with all the issues surrounding building applications and all the things that are necessary.
Minister McKenzie was making his contribution to the debate on the Building Act in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. And Jamaica has received a $300,000 grant from the United Nations Green Climate Fund, GCF, to strengthen the island's capacity to respond to climate change. The funds will allow for the engagement of consultants in climate and development finance to provide technical support to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation's Climate Change Division. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says another grant of $580,000 has been approved for Jamaica.
The second grant will be used to crowd in the private sector to strengthen their capacity to access GCF resources for increased climate action. The country is engaged in the process of having the Development Bank of Jamaica accredited as a national implementing entity.
Minister Vaz is urging private sector and non-government organizations to submit concept notes for the GCF to review. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.